Well, I'll start with, saying just I'm very pleased with the way we concluded the preseason. And the reality of it all is, it's obviously always fun to win, and it was a great environment tonight, as always here at Lambeau. Competing against an excellent opponent, a very well coached opponent, but just very proud of our young players. It's just reflecting walking off the field and just seeing the smiles and excitement that they're going through in the locker room. You think about the first day they get here and how these guys have improved and really took full advantage of an opportunity tonight. So I thought the football game in the second half was impressive and very proud of our young players. And you can't help to think, frankly, that now the process starts where we have to prepare to release 22 players, that this next 48 hours is one of the toughest things that we have to go through, as a football operations. So we'll start that process immediately. But I think just to wrap it up, very, very, very proud of our young players with the energy, enthusiasm, and just the way they flew around tonight. With that, I'll take your questions.
Mike, if you would talk a little bit, please, about what Hundley was like when he got here and obviously what he was like tonight, the games he made.
Well, Brett Hundley's a heck of a football player. I mean, I think, I always enjoyed watching him on TV when he played for UCLA, and Jim Moore does a great job out there. And so, coming here, he just very conscientious young man, wanted to do things right, and fully realized the opportunity that was in front of him and the room that he was in, with Aaron Rodgers and the other quarterbacks. And I really like his approach and the way he's gone about it. He's picked it up quickly. Some things, you don't really get those reps as a young player. So really the last 2 weeks have been huge for Brett, just for the fact that he's been able to get out there and play and see some different things. And he's performed very well. So I think he's off to an excellent start.
I know it's a here and now business, but do you dare even wonder what, he made these gains in 3 months, what you might have in another year or two with him?
I'm taking it day by day. Brett's going to work hard each and every day, and he has a lot to offer, as a young man, and we knew that when we drafted him. There was a lot there to work with, and he has a lot in front of him. He has a lot to learn, and it's been exciting watching him get off to a good start.
Mike, what do you like about the mix in your receiving core at the end of the preseason after what the young guys showed you tonight?
The mix in our receiving core. I'm not sure you're asking.
What do you like about your receiving core in general at the end of the preseason?
Oh, man, I like our receivers. We're going to have tough decisions to make, and I thought particularly the young guys really stepped up tonight, made plays. Miles White, he's put two back-to-back, games together. So, it's good to have Jared out there, and, those guys all made plays tonight. We ran the ball well, threw the ball well. The young guys did well.
Mike, what were you looking for from Jared, and what did you see?
Well, number one is just give him some opportunities. I mean, his availability was, he practiced the first practice and then was able to practice twice this week. So just to you create a 90-man roster, you go down to 75 and you try to get as much information on each and every player. And it's no different with Jared.
The question that's always asked on this night, the last night of preseason, is are you ready the start of the regular season, as trite as it is, would you address that question?
Ready or not, here it comes. I mean, it's here. So, but really, the next 48 hours is what's most important. Make sure we get our 53 set and get our practice squad set, and we'll get going on Chicago on Monday. So, really not thinking about Chicago right now. We've had some preliminary work that we were able to get done in training camp. So. That's been a benefit. We know that's going to be a big challenge. We'll talk about that Monday.
What's allowed Miles to take that stuff here year two to year three to where he is now? For Miles, what's allowed Miles to take that stuff here from year two to year three?
What's allowed him?
Yeah.
Hard work. I mean, Miles White is, he's been right in the middle of everything. Every time you've challenged him, whether it's in a weight room, he's responded. Whether it's special teams, he's responded. And, I think he's put together – without watching the tape yet, but it looks like he's put together two good games.
Have you seen enough from your starting defense to really know what you have?
Starting defense. Well, we really haven't played them all together. So, but, we'll be ready. I think like a lot of things, everybody wants to come out of the preseason, you know, playing really good football and so forth and so forth. But I think you have to, the longer I do this job, and, you know, it's you got to be realistic about, you know, these preseasons. They go in different directions. You just got to make sure you get as much accomplished as you can. You know, to quote Marty Schottenheimer, he always felt it took two or three games to really establish your team identity. I mean, you know what you want to be and how you train in the team that you want it to look like. But the reality of it is, until you start playing the real games is when it shows up.
Mike, the special teams, can you comment on how you feel about them at this point?
We got better tonight. I thought the operation was clean, you know, both in the punt and the kickoff and the field goals, and so the one field goal rush. So I thought the mechanics of players in and out. The fourth game is always the toughest game because obviously you're operating with less people. So, but from what I saw, I thought special teams did a lot of good things.
Is offensive line maybe the toughest group of cuts you're gonna have to make? I mean, you got 9-10 guys who played pretty well tonight.
Well, I think all of our offensive line have played well tonight. The guys got the opportunities tonight. From what I saw, I thought they took advantage. They took full advantage of it.
How are you feeling about Micah Hyde's chances for the Bear game?
I really, you know, I haven't even got an update on Micah. Really, the guys that were out. So, you know, we'll have it for you Monday.
Same with Goodson. You're not sure on Goodson really either.
I think I'd have a better handle on it come Monday.
Mike, what did that appear the way as a punt return?
Well, just kind of what you saw in college. You know, he's very natural. He doesn't flinch. He's experienced that at number one. So I think anytime you see the returner able to have the patience and the cleanness to not waste a step on a tight coverage reception tells you a little bit about the guy. So he's got quickness, has good vision. Just from what I saw in the replays, it looked like his reads were correct. So, but that's. It was good to get on those opportunities.